Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Good movies don't have to be about famous people. This week, I'm looking at three domestic dramas about ordinary types. There's a girl in eighth grade deciding what to do with her future, Icelandic neighbors fighting over a tree, and a quadriplegic alcoholic learning to draw. Eighth Grade, written and directed by Bo Berman. Kayla, played by Elsie Fisher, is a modern eighth grader who lives with her dad, played by Josh Hamilton. It's the end of her last year of junior high, and the kids are looking at the time capsules they buried 3 years earlier to see how much they've changed. Well, on YouTube and Instagram, she's a big success, and she shares her thoughts on a vlog in each podcast with the word Gucci. But at school, she's the opposite of famous. She's the kind of girl who shows up at a pool party in a little kid's one piece when the rest of the girls are all wearing bikinis. Kayla has zits, she doesn't understand fashion, and has no friends. The guy she's crushing on, Riley, just wants sex. And popular girls, like the snobby Olivia, won't even acknowledge she exists. But things look up when she's invited to Olivia's birthday party, and even better when a much older high school girl agrees to be her mentor for high school. Can Kayla create a new personality, make friends, and find a boyfriend? Or will high school just bring more of the countless daily humiliations the average 12-year-old faces? Okay, Eighth Grade is a warm and funny coming-of-age story about a girl approaching, but not yet entering, adolescence. Elsie Fisher is totally believable in the lead role, and Bo Berman, the filmmaker, started as a YouTube presence himself. The thing is, a lot of this movie feels like it's a boy's coming-of-age story superimposed on a girl character. So there's things like whenever she ogles the boy she has a crush on, she pictures him walking in slow motion to loud pop music. She gets tongue-tied. Or her dad catches her masturbating to porn on her smartphone in bed. Okay, so, also, what's with all these single dad movies? In real life, 80% of single parent families are headed by moms, not dads, but you wouldn't know it. Anyway, but on the other hand, the film deals with real contemporary issues like consent, snobbery, bullying, sex education, and the very new, very real phenomenon of shooting drills, what kids have to do if someone comes into school with a gun. Eighth Grade is a cute and touching flick, and I think it's worth seeing. Under the Tree, directed by Hafstein Gunnar Sigurdsson. Excuse my poor Estonian pronunciation. Okay, it's suburban Iceland. Atli, played by Steinforsson, is a married guy with a three-year-old daughter until his wife catches him watching porn on his computer. Not only that, it's him in the porn video having sex with his ex-girlfriend. It's not how it looks, he says. We made the tape years before I even met you. I've never cheated on you. No, says his wife. That's exactly how it looks. And you're out of here. He ends up at his parents' house, a retired couple named Baldvin and Inga, played by Sigurdur and Sigurjonsson and Edda Björgvinsdóttir. His family is already dealing with the disappearance and presumed death of his brother. They live in a big blue townhouse with a shady tree in the backyard. Inga, the mom, has a silky cat, and Baldwin fills his free time with choir practice. They get along fine with their neighbor, a divorced professional, but not so much with his fitness-obsessed second wife. The shade from their tree interferes with her suntanning. Little disagreement, but just like Atlee's sex tape, little things left unchecked can grow into big problems. A series of unexplained incidents, slashed tires, salacious garden gnomes, a missing cat, grow more and more dangerous. Can the feuding neighbors settle their crisis? And will Adley ever move back home to be with his family? Okay, Under the Tree is a very dark comedy about life in contemporary Iceland. But don't expect hot springs and rustic fishing boats. It's filled instead with classrooms, offices, IKEA stores. The acting is excellent as the story progresses to its ultimate conclusion. Don't Worry, He Won't Get Far on Foot, directed by Gus Van Sant. It's the 1970s in the Pacific Northwest. John Callahan, played by Joaquin Phoenix, is a redhead who likes drinking and picking up girls. An adopted kid from small-town Oregon, he goes to California to sow his wild oats. But his life changes dramatically when a weekend bender ends with his car wrapped around a tree. He's left quadriplegic, with little chance of recovery. But with the help of a Swedish caregiver named Anu, played by Rooney Mara, he learns to operate a wheelchair and eventually how to draw with one hand. His personality stays intact, but so does his alcoholism. So he joins a 12-step group held in a mansion. It's hosted by Donnie, played by Jonah Hill, an irreverent rich gay man with long hair and a beard. Donnie always has time for his piggies. That's what he calls the men and women he sponsors. And as John passes through the 12 steps of recovery, he finds a meaning in life, drawing obscene, politically incorrect, and hilarious cartoons. Okay, normally, if someone told me a movie is about Alcoholics Anonymous meetings, I'd say, let me out of here. These kind of movies are both gruelingly depressing and painfully earnest, but this is a Gus Van Sant movie, and he totally makes it work. The movie is funny, surprising, shocking, and very enjoyable. Okay, it's sad at times, but it offers so much you rarely see. It's refreshing to see a movie, for example, that deals with the bad side of living with a disability, but also it's not afraid of showing a disabled person's great sex life. Joaquin Phoenix is brilliant as John. Jonah Hill is fantastic and totally unrecognizable as Donnie. And a lot of the small roles, like Jack Black, he's the drunk driver who crippled him. Tony Greenhand as John's caregiver. And the piggies, Kim Gordon, Udo Kier, and Ronnie Adrian, they keep the movie going. It's done in a cut-up style, jumping around over a 20-year period, which makes it a bit disorienting, but even so, it leaves you feeling warm and fuzzy inside. I like this movie. Eighth Grade, Under the Tree, and Don't Worry, He Won't Get Far on Foot, all open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the movie, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.